USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A mass shooting in New Orleans. Five people shot overnight on Bourbon Street near Canal Street. All of the victims expected to survive. No arrests announced and no word on a motive. COVID cases spiking dramatically overseas. India breaking world records for the most new cases 3 days in a row. Today they announced over 2,600 deaths. That's the country's highest single-day death toll of the pandemic. On top of that, hospitals report a short supply of oxygen. Good news in the U.S., though. Federal health officials yesterday approved using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine again, effective immediately. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
And the J&J is an important vaccine offering key advantages, including its single-dose option and its viability when the supply chain may not allow for freezers.
The vaccine paused over a week ago after reports of blood clots in some recipients. 15 women now reporting blood clots after getting the vaccine. Three of them die. That's out of 4 million women that have received it. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
More Americans returning to normal as more of us get vaccinated. That transition back to pre-COVID activities can be stressful for some, though. Florida psychiatrist Dr. Daniel Bober on CBS News yesterday with advice for those struggling.
You have to think about going into a swimming pool. You don't have to dive into the deep end. You just dip your foot into the water. So instead of going back into an office full of people, maybe start off slow. Maybe ride a bus once a week or go for a walk with a friend. You don't have to dive right in. Just take it one step at a time.
You can find tips on how to deal with COVID-related stress at CDC.gov. As part of our national return to normal, President Biden will meet face-to-face with more world leaders. The White House announcing yesterday that Biden will visit the U.K. for a G7 summit and Belgium for a NATO summit, both visits coming in June. This will be his first overseas trip since taking office. One issue Biden and our allies might discuss, Russia. Opposition leader Alexei Navalny ending his hunger strike yesterday for 24 days. The hunger strike a protest against what he calls his politically motivated imprisonment. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The International Space Station, a little more crowded today. Four astronauts blasting off from Florida yesterday arrive at ISS this morning. This makes 11 astronauts at the ISS. That number will be reduced to 7, though, when 4 astronauts return home on Wednesday. A gold medal athlete and reality TV star running for governor of California. Wendy King has more.
Caitlyn Jenner, the Olympic gold medal winning athlete and transgender rights activist, is now running for governor of California. She'll be running in the 2021 recall election as a Republican. She tweeted, "Gavin Newsom is so threatened by our campaign that he's trying to fundraise off my announcement instead of focusing on doing his actual job." This is what entrenched politicians do. They play politics instead of doing what's right for the people of California. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
TMZ reporting Jenner won't get much family support in her run for governor, though. The Kardashian family doesn't share her political views, apparently. The report also says there are still hard feelings over Caitlyn's divorce from ex-wife Chris. Discouraging news in the search for a missing Indonesian sub. Indonesian Navy officials announcing today debris from the sub has been found in the Bali Sea. The debris consistent with signs of cracking from the sub going too far underwater. The sub missing since Wednesday, over 50 people on board. Their supply of oxygen expected to run out today. A woman stabbed to death in France in an apparent act of terrorism. Happening yesterday about 40 miles from Paris at a police station where the woman worked. The suspect, a 36-year-old Islamic terrorist, shot to death by officers. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.